Richard Marsh joining us on the phone. Richard and his daughter, Laura, are going to be walking 13 miles from the New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery. This is part of a program with the Boston Red Sox Run to Home Base to raise money for veterans in certain circumstances. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Alyssa.
How are you both?
Thank you for having me. Great. I was wondering if I could send a birthday wish to my wife, Justine, and daughter, Rachel Blessington, today.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, ladies.
Thank you.
That's great. So you and your daughter, Laura, who's with you today on the phone, you guys are doing this walk. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and why you're doing it.
So the Run to Home Base began my involvement 4 years ago with my employer, Technical Communications in Concord. And typically we meet on a specific day at Fenway Park. There's an opening ceremony, you know, with the governor, the mayor, military dignitaries, and a survivor of the program, and talking about how Home Base has, you know, brought back his or her life. And it's basically veterans talking to veterans. All the counselors have to be a veteran. And because of that camaraderie, that's what makes the program work. So that was 4 years ago. 2019, when COVID hit, we, of course, could not assemble at Fenway Park. So I have a website, Images of New Hampshire History, and I photograph veterans' memorials. And then I had recently created a page for the Veterans Cemetery and thought, it's such a beautiful place. And the ceremony always begins with a salute to the Gold Star families. And so I started at the Gold Star Family Memorial at the New Hampshire Veterans Cemetery, which is beautiful. And then, you know, I walked the Northern Rail Trail through Franklin to Tilton and up to the Veterans Home. So last year, hoping to raise more awareness, I thought, okay, 19 miles, the State House to the Veterans Home. And, you know, unfortunately, the local media had not really, you know, embraced it. But we did get one member of the Concord American Legion to send us off. And, you know, we
bright
went
early
up
at 7
Mountain Road. What was that, Laura?
She said bright and early
at 7
a.m.
Bright and early at 7 a.m.
I was probably still asleep.
Yes, you tell the rest of the story, Laura.
What?
Just go ahead, Laura. So what happened next?
Oh, so we were, you know, it was hard because we were waiting at that, you know, Capitol building for, you know, much more media coverage that we had hoped for to raise awareness for our veterans with PTSD and different mental health difficulties. And but, you know, it was lovely having at least one person kind of show up and take pictures and send us off. And, you know, I know my dad had walked the first year in Boston and the second year, you know, independently, virtually. And then when he said, you know, he was going to do it again in 19 miles, I was like, I can do that with you. And then immediately it was like, why did I say that? But he always shows up for all the things that we need as kids all of our lives with my brother and my sister. And is there for me when I struggle with depression and anxiety. So we kind of have that bond of not only wanting to do for our, you know, our veterans, but also supporting my dad in something he's always supported me with. But we did 19 miles, which there were sometimes I'm like, I would like to be done, but it was also great. I can't remember the last time I got to spend, what, Dad, 6-8 hours straight together of walking. And
yeah.
my mom was our mobile force with all the Gatorade we couldn't carry. But just the faces of the veterans at the soldiers' home, we arrived with handmade signs, and kids from the local high school had made signs as well. Totally worth that last hill all the way up.
Now, so you're doing it again this year on July 30th, and you'll be doing 13 miles from the New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery in Bosquin to the Veterans Home in Tilton. And you're hoping to raise funds, people to sponsor you for this walk in order to donate this to help veterans coping with PTSD, correct?
yes, they do a whole program of, I believe it's inpatient, I'm trying to remember, you know, and so they bring veterans, it supports veterans who have difficulty with PTSD, depression, anxiety, you know, all those things that can come with exposure to combat, and provide counseling and support and, you know, what they need to stay alive, to get back on their feet, to be able to be, you know, functioning members of society again, in that society that they work so hard to protect. You know, I know I have my own, you know, PTSD, and it's nothing compared to having been in combat, but I, you know, once you feel that, you want, you know, that safe feeling for everybody. And so, you know, we're really hoping to raise as much funds as possible to, you know, provide that for more and more of our veterans.
And Richard, how would people, if they want to support your walk and your cause, how would they do that?
So the easiest way is on my website, Images of New Hampshire History, there is a page dedicated to home base. And on that page is a link to the donation page. And so just Google Images of New Hampshire History, that'll come right up. And, you know, I can send you the link, you know, for your Facebook page. And I wanted to add, one of the reasons why we're starting at the Veterans Cemetery again is over the past year, I've been working on a book about the history of the Veterans Cemetery. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary on September 24th. And if the book has really helped me raise money for home base with every colonel, general, former directors that I interview, I end with, can you help me out here? So, and they've been great. I even spoke early this month in front of the SVAC committee, the State Veterans Advisory Council, and that created, you know, more hits on my page. But I would like to see, you know, more donations coming in. And the Tilton American Legion, they were very generous, and so I'm very thankful for that.
That's great. So, guys, if you want to help out, just Google Images of New Hampshire History. The website will come up. I just tried it myself. You'll see it, and you can go to the page Red Sox Run to Home Base from that website. Richard and Laura, I want to thank you so much for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.